is Bro Radio. From the Sky News Centre at 7, a couple have been jailed for 14 years each for the gross negligence manslaughter of their baby daughter. Victoria died while her parents were on the run trying to avoid social services. The judge accepted the prosecution's claim she died from hypothermia. Keir Starmer insists he did not know the full extent of Lord Mandelson's relationship with the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when he gave him the job as US ambassador. The Labour peer was sacked last week after supportive messages he'd sent to the convicted paedophile emerged. The Prime Minister says he wasn't given all the details until Wednesday night after he'd publicly backed him in the Commons.
Peter Mandelson's responses to questions that have been put to him by government officials, I looked at those responses and I did not find them at all satisfying. I took the decision to remove him.
8 people have been charged after violence broke out at protests in central London on Saturday. The Metropolitan Police says most of the disorder was linked to the event organised by Tommy Robinson. The UK will deploy RAF Typhoons to Poland after Russian drones violated the country's airspace. The jets will take part in a NATO mission to bolster the eastern flank alongside Denmark, France and Germany. Defence Secretary John Healey says Vladimir Putin's reckless behaviour is a direct threat to Europe.
The message to Moscow is clear. Putin tested NATO. NATO responded with unity. And the UK will play our full part. When we are threatened, we respond together.
Reform UK's newest MP has declared the Conservatives are over. Danny Kruger, the former Shadow Minister for Work and Pensions, defected to Nigel Farage's party this morning. And finally, in sport, Chris Wilder has returned as manager of Sheffield United for a third time. He had been sacked by the club 89 days ago following defeat in last season's Championship playoff final. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A jury has failed to determine the cause of a fatal gas explosion at a house in Swansea. Brian Davis was killed in the blast in the Morriston area 2 years ago, but an inquest heard crucial evidence was compromised after it was removed during the search for the 68-year-old. His family say they've been let down by authorities. Campaigners want political donations to be capped to £10,000. Last year, Vaughan Geffen resigned as First Minister after he accepted £200,000 from a company convicted of pollution. An anti-corruption group told a Senate committee that the row had undermined public trust in the Welsh Government. Wet and windy weather is expected to ease across the Vale tonight. Earlier, around 100 homes in Bowie were hit by a power cut, while Penarth seafront was closed due to flooding. A Met Office yellow warning for strong winds has now ended. Cowbridge Library will get funding to create new digital spaces. It's one of 29 projects across Wales that will share £3 million to improve their facilities and public access. Vale of Glamorgan Council says it wants to create a centre of excellence for cultural participation. Welsh Government funding will also go to the Porthcawl Museum and the Glamorgan Archives. And Lewis Capaldi is set to play Cardiff Blackweirfield next summer. It comes as the City Council defends the controversial series of gigs, which led to parts of Bute Park being cordoned off by large fences. Cardiff Council chiefs say Blackweir Live attracted more than 100,000 people this year. In sports, the draw takes place later for the quarterfinals of the Nathaniel MG Cup. Barry Town United are in the hats following their midweek win over Llanelli in the third round. Elsewhere, Barry's ladies are still looking for their first win in the Adran Premier following a 3-2 defeat at Wrexham.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Thank you. Well, good evening. It's Monday. It's just after seven. So, of course, it's time for the Monday Night Sports Show. It's Tom here sitting in for Mike, who's having a very well-deserved break. And I've got a packed show for you this evening, talking about a whole host of different sports taking place across the Vale and South Wales. We've got the latest news and results coming up for you shortly, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio, and we're going to start with some football. Now, Barry Town United have played twice since Mike last show, starting off with a Welsh League Cup game last Wednesday against Llanelli Town. Barry managed to eke out a 1-0 win after a second-half goal from substitute Yian Owen. Deadline Day signing Morgan Wigley marks his birthday by making his Barry debut, as Jenkins opted for seven changes from the starting lineup that played Carnarvon their last time out. Ryan Kavanagh went closest for the hosts in the first half with a long-range effort that narrowly sailed over the bar. Town enjoyed the better chances after the break, although keeper Joe Thomas made a fine save to deny the Reds on his way to a first clean sheet since joining the team. The deadlock was broken on 67 minutes when Owen, with virtually his very first touch of the ball, struck past keeper Alex Pennock from an Ellis Williams cross. Llanelli had a potential equaliser flagged for offside in the 89th minute as Barry held out to book their place in the quarterfinals of the Nathaniel MG Cup. Then on Saturday, Barry were back in action against Ballytown in the Welsh Premier League, and this time it was far more comfortable. Barry opted for three changes following their midweek game, with goalscorer Yian Owen back in the starting lineup and George Ratcliffe returning as goalkeeper. A pacey start led to an early breakthrough on 7 minutes when Robbie Wilmot's corner kick was met with a bullet header from William Richards on the edge of the box. Another Wilmot set piece nearly led to a second just moments later, but Bala keeper Josh Torrance was able to deny both Callum Saintie from close range and the follow-up from Ollie Hulbert on the rebound. Barry Town then doubled their lead when Ryan Kavanagh's through ball set up Mikey George to slot it home through the keeper's legs. Torrance was under pressure again around the half-hour mark, but responded well to block another goal-bound effort from Ollie Hulbert and pull off a fine save to keep out Yian Owen's shot from a Mikey George cross. Robbie Wilmot went close with a half volley, while at the other end, some fine defending from Mikey George prevented a rare Bala half chance from Jacob Tarasenko. In the 66th minute, a free kick from Wilmot saw the ball scramble into the path of Hulbert, who blasted his shot at the near post into the top corner for Barry's third goal. And then 5 minutes later, Cardiff City loanee Wigley broke clear of Saintie's through ball and outpaced the Bala defence before firing past Torrance to open his Barry goal account. Barry rode out the remainder of the game to climb into the top six of the table, and with keeper Ratcliffe clinching a very well-deserved second clean sheet in three matches. Carnarvon remained top after going 2-0 down at Britton Ferry before producing an impressive fight back to win 5-2 at Old Road. Cardiff Met are still without a win this season, but they held out to earn a point in a 1-1 draw with 10-man Connors Key, while Haverford West's Ben Fawcett saw red in their 3-0 defeat at Colwyn Bay. And Llanelli Town's dismal start to life in the Welsh top flight continued with a 6-0 demolition by reigning champs the New Saints. So looking at the table, the town now sits 6th in the table with 9 points, just 1 point ahead of Britton Ferry in 7th place, who also have a game in hand. Carnarvon Town are still in 1st place with 17 points after 7 games played so far this season.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Thyroid cancer is a rare cancer that affects the thyroid gland. The most common symptom is a painless lump or swelling in the neck. Less common symptoms are a hoarse voice or difficulty in swallowing. Most lumps are benign. Around 1 in 20 people presenting will have thyroid cancer. If you're concerned, visit your GP, see thyroidsupportwales.co.uk or call 077 16 105 210. Thyroid Cancer Support Group Wales. Small enough to care, yet big enough to make a difference.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centred treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 117 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893.
If you're all going on a summer holiday, call Vale Taxis, as we'll get you there on time. Barry's Vale Taxis offers fixed-price airport transfers. And if you book a return, we'll even check the arrivals board to make sure we arrive when you do. Even if your flight lands early. Oh, and book it in advance to save 10%. For airport transfers, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747666 or search Vale Taxis Barry and download our app.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
That relationships will go through, and I give it all away just so I could say that. But I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear you say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read dial. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Opportunities. I try to stay true to you and I try to do what you wanted from me. And I give it up away just to hear you say that. Well, I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I
I'm not afraid to die.
And sticking with the football, on Friday in the Cymru Championship South, we saw Llantwit Major travel to Caerphilly Ely. Llantwit had kickstarted their campaign with back-to-back wins over Tretthomas Bluebirds in both the league and the cup, while their hosts were looking to get back on track after their unbeaten start in the league ended at the hands of Ammanford last weekend. The two sides carved out a stalemate despite plenty of chances, with Llantwit keeper Riley Allen saving a second-half penalty to ensure a share of the spoils. With three draws in their last five games, Llantwit Major now sit 11th in the table with 6 points. And with 11 points, Caerphilly Ely are currently sixth with a game in hand over all the teams above them. Their next match is against Bagland Dragons, where a solid win could see them jump up to third in the Cymru South table. And on Sunday, Barrytown United took on Wrexham in the Welsh Premier Women's League, where they were beaten 3-2 despite a battling second half fight back at the racecourse. Stevie Campbell's side were denied their first point of the new season when Hannah Snape struck late on for the Hollywood-backed Reds on Sunday evening. Barry named three changes from the side that lost 4-0 to Swansea City, with first choice keeper Molly Arnson serving a one game ban after her red card. But rather than hand a full first start to Emily Blunt, who made her league debut at Jenner Park last Sunday, Campbell raised some eyebrows by naming midfielder Erin Murray in goal. Campbell's unlikely gambit appeared to falter quickly when Wrexham skipper Jodie Bartle scrambled the ball home at close range for an early corner in the second minute. Worse was to follow when Barry captain Emily Freeman was forced off due to injury after less than a quarter of an hour, with the returning India Shanahan taking her place. Jasmine Turner struck over the bar for the visitors, but the Reds, by and large, remained in control. And on 24 minutes, the Barry defence were left wanting as Hannah Snapes poked the ball into the far corner following some good build-up play. To her credit, Murray was able to prevent the Reds from asserting their first half dominance, though Barry created few clear-cut chances of note. But the tables were turned early in the second half, just 2 minutes in. A teasing cross from Sienna Stone ricocheted off Phoebe Davis's right foot and into her own net. Then on 54 minutes, Reds keeper Liz Craven gifted possession to Kira Harris, who calmly slotted into the empty net for Barry's equaliser and her first goal of the season. And it took until the 88th minute for Wrexham to get back on top from another set piece, which deflected off Angharad Beeman at close range but claimed by Snape. Barry had every right to feel hard done in stoppage time when referee Charlotte Carpenter denied a stonewall penalty for a foul on India Shanahan as Wrexham clinched their first win under new boss Jenny Sugarman. But despite back-to-back defeats, Barry can be satisfied by a determined second-half display and Murray's stint between the posts, as attention turns to next Sunday's derby at home to reigning champions Cardiff City. The Bluebirds beat Britton Ferry Llansawel 5-1 for their first win of the season, with ex-Barry striker Mackenzie Alden scoring the opener, while summer signing Fiona Barry was sent off in the closing stages. Jess Williams also saw red in Swansea City's home game against Pontypridd United, which was abandoned after 62 minutes due to tricky weather conditions at Llandarcy with a score of 0-0. And Aberystwyth Town made it 2 wins from 2 with Shauna Chambers' goal enough to beat the New Saints 1-0 at Park Avenue. And in the South Wales Premier League Championship, Dinas Powys FC are looking to get back to winning ways after losing, then drawing, their last two games. They drew 0-0 to Tom Pentra FC last weekend and are playing Llangeina FC at home this weekend. In the South Wales Premier League Division 1 West, Sully Sport are looking to bounce back after their 3-2 loss to Cwm Welfare AFC when they play at home to Halton Road AFC on Saturday. And Cogan Coronation are at home to Grange Albion FC on Saturday, looking to get 3 points after winning only one of their last three games.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the band. Yeah. tickets I've forgone. Turning back, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad. Piano man, he makes a stand. We'll be right back.
It's the Monday Night Sports Show. Tom here sitting in for Mike, and it's time to talk some rugby. And Penarth clinched the local bragging rights in the Admiral League with a 41-14 derby win at Barry in Division 1 East Central. The host slow start at Reservoir Field proved costly, with the Bears comfortably taking the honours just as they had done last season. Building up to a 29-0 lead at the break, with Oshancote scoring two of Penarth's four tries. The Bombers, despite improving in the second half, never really looked like bridging the gap. That first half performance was punctuated by a high penalty count against Barry, some of them self-inflicted, as frustration gradually grew. While Penarth, slicker and quicker in the first 40 minutes, took advantage to build an unassailable bonus point lead. Barry played against a strong wind in the first period and had to battle in their own 22 as Penarth exploited the conditions effectively. Penarth added to their lead at the start of the second half via Will Odgers, but the hosts gradually improved as Morgan brought players off the bench. And with Morgan Prosser controlling things more in the second half with some excellent kicking from hand, Barry improved, but they were never really able to put Penarth under the same amount of intense pressure the Bombers had to endure in the first half. Barry finally got on the score sheet, though, through Dan Hobson, going over from close range in the 59th minute after a spell of pressure near the post, with Morgan Prosser managing to convert the try. And a penalty try in the 71st minute further reduced the arrears, but it was too late to make a difference, with the last word going to Tom Griffiths, running in Penarth's sixth try of this afternoon. Penarth topped the table with back-to-back wins as attention turns to their first home game of the season against Rhyd y Felin on Saturday, while Barry, who have lost both of their opening games, are at home again to Abercynon, who beat Abercynboy 22-20. And not only were the Bombers playing, but Barry Youth, the Young Bombers, also played last weekend, and they opened their Cardiff Rugby South One League season with a hard-fought 25-15 win at home to Bather. The Young Bombers battled back from going 15-0 down, having conceded two tries and a penalty during a very competitive first half. Against the wind and up the slope, the elements made it difficult to clear their lines, but in the last play of the half, Barry struck back after multiple phases ended, with number 8 Riley Hawkins forcing his way over. A thunderous hit by Isaac Thomas straight from the second half kickoff set the tone for the hosts, who were soon camped in the Bather half. Some chances went begging before centre George Strong broke free to go under the post unopposed, with Tom Povis converting. Bather hit back after Barry, trying to play from deep, gave away a penalty, with the visitors' driving line-out taking advantage to score in the corner. But Barry responded with a backs move, with the ball being worked wide for Isaac Thomas to score, Povis again adding the extras. Barry used the wind effectively to pin Bather back, with Povis putting them in front for the first time with a penalty. Bather now had the chance to chase the game playing from deep, but conceded another penalty 1 minute from time, with Provis again on target. And looking further into the rugby that's been happening over the last weekend, in the Admiral National League 2 East Central, Cowbridge RFC narrowly lost to Cardiff Quins in their opening game of the season, 28-24 on Saturday. And Cowbridge will be away to Robina RFC this Saturday, with both teams looking to get their first wins of the season. And in the Admiral National League 3 East Central, Dinas Powys RFC lost their season opener to Canton RFC. They were comfortably dispatched by a score of 30-3. And Dinas Powys will be at home to Ferndale this Saturday, while Llantrip Major RFC also narrowly lost the opening match of their campaign against Llantrisant RFC by a score of 22-17. And Llantrip Major are taking on Llandaff at home this weekend. In the National League 5 East Central, all Penarthians are away this weekend to Cardiff Met RFC, where they'll be defending their place at the top of the table after thumping Cardiff Saracens by 59-7 in their last game. And finally, in the National League 6 East Central, Sullyview RFC got off to winning ways with a home win over Whitchurch RFC. Sully won by 57-7, sending them to the top of the table after one game, and they'll be away this weekend to Rumney RFC Athletic, hoping to keep their 100% winning record alive.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Climate change. What can I do?
What difference will I make?
I'm just one person.
But there are 3 million of us in Wales, and together, small changes add up. So the question is not,
What can I do?
The question is,
what can we do?
No one can do everything,
but everyone can do something.
Search Climate Action Wales and click My Green Choices to find out what you can do to save money, improve your well-being, and help create a greener Wales. Together, we can make a difference.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
I don't want to frighten you people, but I know what's going to happen.
Coming this October.
Tell us about the ghosts. We need something to entertain us.
Entertain you? Heavens above.
Live at the Paget Rooms, Penarth.
Ever since that night, the station has been haunted.
I've got to go see it. I must. The driver,
Penarth Operatic and Dramatic Society's The Ghost Train. October 8th through 11th. Tickets available from ghosttrainplay.co.uk.
What's in the box?
With Daniel Matthew Estate Agents.
Zara answered the phone on Monday's edition of What's in the Box and gave us this answer.
I think I've got key ring.
Okay, any reason why you want a key ring?
Because people at the sponsoring it are housing.
It's not what's inside, but what do you think is? Register to play at broradio.fm/box. We'll make our next call tomorrow morning after 8 a.m.
Bro Radio's What's in the Box with Daniel Matthew Estate Agents, your local property experts. Pop into their office at 14 High Street, Barry, or visit danielmatthew.co.uk. Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Bro Radio.
Every night, every day, I know.
With you here on the Monday Night Sports Show, sitting in for Mike, and now we're going to talk about some ice hockey. And last weekend, the Cardiff Devils started their season positively after a mixed pre-season. They played the Nottingham Panthers away on Saturday. The Devils came back from 3-1 down to win the game 6-3, with the Devils scoring four of their goals in the final period. Homegrown talent shone through as Ben Davis received the Man of the Match award with one goal and one assist on the night. And then the Devils travelled home to a sold-out Vindico Arena to face the Sheffield Steelers on Sunday. The Devils scored first with Cole Sanford hitting the back of the net, with Ben Davis making it 2-0 to the Devils in the second period. The Steelers fought back with two goals of their own to take the game into overtime, where the Devils scored the winning goal on the power play to make it 2-2 over the weekend. And their next game is at home against Guildford Flames, and that's taking place this Friday, the 19th of September.
Get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Way on down south, London town. Check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. Is all he can afford. When he gets up under the lights to play his thing, and Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the home saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. And a crowd of young boys there. Baggies in their platform soles. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole. Thank you.
are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
Monday Night Sports Show here on Bro Radio, and it's time to talk about some cricket. And with the club season now over, all cricket eyes are on Glamorgan and their push for promotion in the county championship. And having finished mid-table in the Vitality Blast and not being able to defend last year's title in the One Day Cup, where they finished bottom of the table, all hopes are on success in the four-day format. After some impressive play against Northamptonshire, which saw Asa Tribe score 206 with the bat and Mason Crane get a fiver with the ball, the match ended in a draw. Currently sitting second in Division 2, Glamorgan started their penultimate game this season today against third place Derbyshire. However, no play took place due to bad rain. Now, a win in this match or a draw would almost certainly see them gain promotion to Division 1, and a loss would leave it all to play for in their final game this season against Lancashire. And Glamorgan's women's team did incredibly well to get through to the final of the One Day Cup, where they faced Yorkshire last Sunday. In a shortened game due to bad weather, Yorkshire women took a comfortable win. Glamorgan batted first and managed to score 127 for 5 in their 20 overs, but Yorkshire made light work of that target, only losing one wicket. They surpassed Glamorgan in only 11 overs and 4 balls. The match was a repeat of the T20 Blast semi-final, in which Yorkshire also came out as winners. The results reflected Yorkshire's preparation to become a professional Tier 1 side next season, while Glamorgan is scheduled to move to the top division as a professional team in 2027. And that's about all we've got time for this week on the Monday Night Sports Show. Up next, Evie is sitting in for Patrick on the evening show, so do not go anywhere. And don't forget, if you know of a team or sports story you think we should cover here on Bro Radio, why not get in contact with us by emailing us at sport@broradio.fm, or you can find us on social media and you can tell us all about a sport that you think we should cover. And you could also potentially come into the studio where we could interview you, and you could tell us about a local team or sport that you think is valuable to the Vale. That's all from me, and I will be back next week.
This is
Bro Radio.
Have you got a spare room in your house and spare room in your heart? If you do, you could become a shared lives carer. The Vale of Glamorgan Shared Life Scheme provides short-term care and long-term breaks for local people living with additional support needs. It's a great way to work from home, as you'll receive over £400 per person per week. Pretty much anyone can become a Shared Lives carer, so find out more and apply today at valesharedlives.co.uk.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Do you know a budding young singer, songwriter or performer? Entries for Search for a Star are open now. The two winners will perform on stage at Glastonbury Juniors 2026. Find out more and upload your entry via broradio.fm/search. Search for a Star, brought to you by Bro Radio and Mac Events.
No parent ever imagines that their child's life will be short. Sadly, this is the reality facing thousands of families in Wales. By leaving a gift in your will to T. Haven Children's Hospice, you can make sure no family has to face it alone. With our free wills offer, a gift costs you nothing today, but will change children's lives tomorrow. Visit thaven.org/freewill to find out how.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker, this is